You will hear an IELTS recording and will have to answer questions on what you hear. First, you will have some time to look at the questions. The recording will now begin.
Excuse me, I'm not sure if I'm in the right place, but I'm trying to find out more about the hospitality degree courses.
Yes, you're in the right place. My name is Catherine. I can hopefully answer any questions you might have.
Nice to meet you. My name is Barry. Barry MacDonald.
So, Barry, have you seen our new hospitality prospectus yet? It just came out last week.
Yes, I've already had a look at it. I thought it was really useful, actually, but I need more information on the different ways you can study the course. You know, full-time, part-time, by distance, etc. I didn't understand the different options completely.
Okay, well, we offer the different choices to try to match the needs of different people's situations. There are advantages and disadvantages to each mode of study. It really depends on your own circumstances. Are you working at the moment?
Yes, I've been working in corporate hospitality at a local hotel for the last 3 years. We arrange functions and conferences for business clients. Before that, I worked on reception at a leisure centre for 1 year, so I have about 4 years' work experience relevant to the industry. I'm hoping to study a degree so I have a better chance of being promoted to hospitality manager in the future.
Okay, that's good. And are you planning to leave your current job to study your course, or are you thinking of taking a shorter period of time off or study as you work?
I'd like to know what is possible, really. I don't want to quit my job as I enjoy it, and studying full-time would not be possible financially for me. My current employers are quite supportive of me studying for a higher qualification. They'll pay something towards my costs, and I can arrange some time off if necessary. But obviously the less it interferes with my work commitments, the better.
So the full-time course is not really suitable for you then?
No, not really. My employer will pay for the course fees and a proportion of my living costs, but of course only if I work for them full-time as well. They've agreed to give me extra unpaid leave when I need it, at certain times of year. You know, to revise for examinations and things like that. I wouldn't be able to study the course if I had to pay for the whole thing myself and support myself while I was studying.
Okay, well, there are two other options for you to think about. You could do the part-time course, which involves evening classes. That takes 5 years instead of the usual 3 years full-time. Or you could study for the degree online. There is more flexibility with how long it takes, as you can choose to study different numbers of papers in different semesters to fit your free time. Most people complete the degree in 4 years when they study as a distance student online.
So how many hours does the part-time course involve?
You join an evening class, and there are lectures 3 times a week. Part-time students also have to attend a seminar 1 weekend a month. Our online students attend those too, for the courses they have enrolled in for that semester.
And can you tell me more about the kind of coursework I would have to do?
It depends on which courses you are enrolled in. Generally, you have to write 2 assignments for each course you are enrolled in over a semester. And some courses, though not all, also have an end of semester examination. For example, the accounting module is all coursework based. For communication courses, you need to keep a study diary, which counts towards some of your marks, and assignments are in essay format, but the management modules involve written reports and a final exam. Some of the marketing papers also involve giving presentations and completing reports.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of work, as well as working full-time, I mean. Do you think it's possible to study the course and work at the same time?
Yes, it is possible. A lot of people do it, but it can be quite tiring, and you don't have a great deal of free time.
In the real IELTS test, you would now have 20 seconds to read the remaining questions in this section. There will be a short pause before the recording continues.
So, which do you think would be better for me, the part-time evening course or the online course?
Well, the advantage of the online course is that it doesn't follow a fixed study plan. You can take on more modules and semesters when you have more free time, but fewer at times when you are busy doing other things. If you enroll in the part-time course, you have to follow the fixed program. Some people prefer the online course because it is more flexible, whereas others prefer the part-time evening classes because they get more regular face-to-face contact with their lecturer.
I think I would be confident enough to study online. After all, I have quite a bit of experience in the hospitality field already. How many modules are there in the whole degree?
There are 24 modules in total. Whichever way you study, you have to complete all of them. 14 are compulsory, and then the other 10 modules are chosen from a variety of options. Full-time students complete 8 modules each year, but obviously part-time and online students study them over a longer period of time. On average, online students tend to study 6 modules per year, but this varies as students can decide their own workload.
Well, that sounds really good. I need to think a little bit more about whether the part-time evening course or the online course will suit best. Thanks for your help, and I'll be in touch again soon.
You're very welcome, and I'm sure you will enjoy the course.